Well, this morning we're going to talk about a very important issue here in rural Iowa, farmland leasing. Iowa State University has some meetings coming up for folks to find out more. Alan Ladd is the Regional Extension Education Director for Iowa State University Extension here in our area. We're going to talk about that here this morning. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. These are important meetings.
That's right. Landowners in Iowa are restricted by Iowa code if they want to change tenants, or if tenants want to change landlords, notification must happen prior to September 1st. So we're coming up on that very quickly, and we have a lot of good information we want to share with everyone.
Very good. Well, I see you've got a number of different sites coming up. In fact, there's one yet this morning coming up here in Greenfield that folks still have a chance to slide in on if they want to, right?
That's right. The Greenfield meeting will be there in on the east side of the square at the Extension office from 9 to 12 at the Warren Cultural Center Auditorium. And we have a specialist, Steve Johnson, out of our Des Moines office. He does an excellent job with those. And the registration fee is $20 per person, or if you have a couple or siblings or something like that, farm couple, it's $30.
Okay, so folks have an opportunity to get in on that, and even if you didn't meet the earlier registration deadlines, you still have some space there so they can stop by.
That's right, yes, there's plenty of room there in Adair, and again, that's from 9 to 12 this morning.
Okay, now there are some other meetings coming up too, if they are more convenient here in the area. You've got one in Carson, one in Shenandoah. I see we've got Mount Air and Humiston down the road as well too, but the Carson meeting is in a week, August 23rd, and then August 23rd also at Shenandoah. So next week, a couple of meetings here in a couple of locations. Will the same material be presented at all of these?
Yes, it's the same material, and there's about a 100-page booklet that each individual will get, and that's part of the registration cost. And so it's a lot of good take-home information, and obviously there's like sample forms. If you're just using an oral contract with your tenant or your landlord, there's a written form that we use. There's also a lot of data from past history as far as cost of leasing land in Iowa, what the trends have been, and where we want to look at it. And of course, with the markets, with the corn and beans, things fluctuate quite a bit. And so we want to make sure everybody has the most accurate and up-to-date information.
Yeah, what are the topics we'll be covered?
Well, we'll be looking at the cash rental rates, which is always a very popular topic, and that was released back in May. Also, the average cash rent statewide is about $222, and of course, you know, the land does vary quite a bit, not only in Iowa, but even across one individual county. So what is appropriate for an area or a county might be dependent on what your local situation is. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, like I mentioned, we'll have a lot of history of what cash rents have done, and also the contracts for you to use, an economic outlook, or 2018, 2019 will be presented. So a lot of good information there. And if you need to terminate a lease, there is an appropriate way to do that. And if you don't do it appropriately, then the lease is still in effect. So a lot of things to consider, and we want to make sure that we get the information out there for individuals to use appropriately.
Yeah, it sounds like there's going to be an awful lot of information covered at these meetings.
That's right, and that's why we like for individuals to get registered so they can get the booklet and take that home and kind of think about it and use those as examples. And, of course, if an individual cannot come to one of our meetings, a lot of our extension offices will have a copy of that available for sale after the meetings are being held.
Sure. Well, these are important because it seems like there's a fair percentage of the farmland out there that is leased.
Oh, yes. And we get more and more farms that are being leased by and owned by individuals who are growing older. They might be a widow or a widower, and they may or may not understand all of the intricacies of leasing land in Iowa, or we may have absentee landlords, you know, children or cousins that may be in other states and need information on doing that. So we usually have some folks that show up from out of state that come to these kinds of meetings to learn more.
Yeah, it's unique to each location around the country, so it's good to know the local information as best as possible.
Right, right.
Now, this isn't just for the landowners. This is for anyone.
Correct, yes. If you're wanting, if you're a tenant wanting more information and you lease land from landowners, that's a great opportunity for you. If you own land or if you're thinking about, hey, I might want to invest in some land in the future for a variety of reasons, you know, this might be a great meeting to come and learn more about that and learn how to make your land more valuable to you and to a farmer.
Very good. Talk about these specific meetings next week now. Carson, Shenandoah, both coming up on the 23rd.
That's right. In Carson, it'll be starting at 9 a.m., and we'll be there at the community center just off of Highway 92 on Commercial Street. And in Shenandoah, we'll be at the public library starting at 1:30. They're at 201 South Elm in Shenandoah. And both of these meetings are the same. Charles Brown, who is our farm management specialist over in Oskaloosa, will be presenting the information. And again, we'll be in Mount Air Friday morning at 9 a.m. there at the Ringgold Extension Office, and in Humiston at 2 o'clock at the Humiston Community Center. So several good opportunities coming up next week, and of course, Greenfield this morning from 9 to 12.
Boy, two good long days there, Thursday and Friday of next week. You're going to wear Charles out.
Well, you know, that's what we pay him for, to get that information out.
It's good stuff. And a lot of information. You mentioned the 100-page book that will be provided there as well. We'll have an awful lot. I'm sure you still have some unique questions that come up, and people want to kind of share some of their own personal experiences.
That's right. And we'll have time for questions at the end. Or if you want to meet individually or set up an appointment to meet with a farm management specialist at a later time, we would certainly be willing to look at that option too.
Yeah, I'm sure follow-up is kind of an important thing too. Folks come to these meetings, they get lots of information, they go home, they look through things, but it's going to spark some questions later. They always have the chance to follow up.
That's right. And the booklet is a good chance to refresh your memory of all the information we have, and then also there'll be some contact information and some websites that we have available.
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask about online resources, things like that too. That'll all be available for them. Okay, very good. You mentioned earlier the cost. There is a small fee. It's not a very expensive fee for this type of thing, but explain to folks about that and how they get signed up.
Yes, $20 per individual or $30 for a couple or two people from the same family. And you can call the local extension office in Carson for that. Call the Eastpot office there in Oakland. Their phone number is 712-482-6449. Or in Shenandoah, we're using the Page County office for registrations at 712-542-5171. And also in Ringgold, they're at their office, 641-464-3333. And in Greenfield, just show up because it's going to happen here quick.
It is just a little more than an hour or so away. So make sure you get there fast and get in on these things. These are important opportunities for you to take advantage of. And again, make sure you make those contacts. Call as soon as you can to make sure you get registered so folks know they would like to have a count up front.
That's right. You bet.
All right. Make sure we have enough materials there for everybody. Very good. Alan, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. It's an important time of the year on the farm, isn't it?
You bet. We're getting ready to go into fall harvest, and the rains that we had this week certainly will be helpful.
We could use a lot more, couldn't we?
Yes, we could.
Absolutely. That's Alan Ladd. Thank you so much.
Thank you.